Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 40th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, Abraham, we find when he died, when believers, those in the faith, before the death on the cross of Calvary, all believers from the time of Adam to the last one who died before Jesus was on the cross, they all went to the underworld. And we see a picture of that here in Luke chapter number 16. Time will not, you know the story of rich man Lazarus. It's not a parable. Some Bible writers and all call it is not a parable. Okay, there's reasons for that, but I won't go into that, but it's not a parable. Jesus talked about because he says a certain rich man, he named Lazarus, and you know the story, the rich man died, and he lifted up his eyes in hell, and he looked across. And in verse number 24, let's look at number 22. And it came to pass that the beggar, Lazarus, died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou, and you remember the story. He can't go over there, and you can't come over here. There's a great gulf between us. So obviously, during the time of from the time of Adam to the last person that ever died anyway that entered. Let me give you another one. Remember Jesus was on the cross of Calvary. And the thief on the cross said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He was going to do something for that thief on the cross he hadn't done for nobody. He's going to take him to paradise with him. Today, but before he had to do that, he had to empty the compartment, the underworld. And again, time won't allow you to turn there, but let me read in Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 8. When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, and his body was lifeless there on the cross, and Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus lovingly took the body of Jesus Christ and laid him in that tomb. And Jesus laid there for 3 days and 3 nights. Jesus was busy doing things. Even though there was that lifeless body that laid in the tomb, Jesus was alive, very alive. Amen. And the first thing he did, I believe, the Bible speaks of this in Hebrews and other places, that Jesus took his own blood and went to the Holy of Holies and put his blood on the altar. It was pleasing to God. And then from there, he went back down into the underworld. And Ephesians talks about this. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, when he ascended, that he led captivity captives and gave gifts unto the men. Now, he that ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same that ascended up far above the heaven, that he might fill all things. So you get the picture. Jesus went down into the underworld, and he emptied that compartment of believers. That compartment that the rich man and Lazarus, they could look across and they could see one another. And that's why when you read in 1 Peter chapter number 3, where that he, well, let me read that. 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 18. After he was put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, he also went and preached unto the spirits in prison. This is in the underworld. Which sometimes were disobedient, which were long-suffering of God, waiting the days of Noah. And it talked about him preaching. Now, Jesus wasn't preaching to unbelievers, offering them an invitation to be saved. What he was doing, they saw the way the rich man could see Lazarus and Abraham and those people on the other side. They saw Jesus. the one that they had rejected, he preached unto them, "You rejected me." And everything that was preached about me is true. And they were an eyewitness there in the underworld. And Jesus took everyone from Adam to the last person that was in that underworld. And he led, the Bible says, led captivity captive. He took them into heaven where they are today. That's why you understand in the book of Psalm where it talked about hell hath enlarged herself. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, that great gulf that was between is like that wall that you couldn't go over there, the lost couldn't go over there, and the saved couldn't come over this way. Well, when God emptied, or Jesus emptied that underneath, it's like he did a remodel. I like to use this illustration. And he knocked that partition out, that wall out. And now that whole underworld is nothing now but hell. You following? For the regions of the doomed and the damned. But before his resurrection, or before his crucifixion, all believers were there in that same compartment in the underworld. And we find Abraham. We find Abraham there in Luke chapter number 16. Well, the Bible tells us in Genesis, at last we hear, at least as far as his life. Now, Abraham's mentioned so many times in Scripture. Over 250 times Abraham's mentioned in Scripture. But as far as his life here on earth, again, let me finish with this. And Abraham gave up the ghost. When you talk about people giving up the ghost, it's a biblical term, okay? The spirit leaves their body, move on, and died in a good old age, an old man, full of years, and was gathered to his people. I'm telling you, this world is not my home. One day, we're going to be gathered to our people. Amen. I've been listening to a little bit of gospel bluegrass. I like gospel music, I like Southern gospel. I've been getting a little bit of Southern gospel bluegrass and the banjos. And I know some of y'all don't like that, but I like it. I like that stuff. And there's a song I heard the other day, and I put it on repeat about three or four times. It's called Rank Stranger. I know most of you have never heard that song, Rank Stranger. How many ever heard that song, Rank Stranger? You old folk. R-A-N-K. The thought of it, I'm not at home. They're all rank strangers to me. This whole world. I'm not comfortable. But boy, when I get home, he says, there'll be no rank stranger. You may not agree with all the doctrinal aspects of it. I understand all. But I just enjoyed it. That's what Abraham, he said, he's gathered to his people. We're going to be gathered to our people. Our loved ones, our fathers, our mothers, sisters, husbands. Those who've gone on before us. And most of all, we'll be gathered to him. And I can't wait. Listen, I'm not looking for death. I'm not afraid of it. Preacher, you're crazy. I'm not. I'm really not. Preacher, you're a nut. Yeah, I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. I'm telling you. Heard Mark Lowry sing the other day, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.